We're out here this morning at Starship Express in Grand Prairie, Highway 161 and Mayfield Road. If you need to ship or pack up anything, mail anything, this is the place. It's the grand opening. And we've got coffee for you. We've got breakfast tacos. We've had P1s come by to see us. Junior had to head home. He's got laryngitis really bad. He is really fighting it. But so it's just been me and Gordo, who's been taking pot shots at me all morning long. And now he's got the wireless microphone, and he's whispering softly into it. So let's bring in the great Gordo.
Hey, George, do you have me?
I got you loud and clear.
Okay, I'm live from your same location.
Yeah, but you don't have on headphones, so you didn't know if you were actually on the air.
For team coverage. I know. Yeah, we don't have headphones anymore. I just heard that they
die at fight night.
They broke at fight night. And so we can't hear ourselves anymore. All right.
Think I'll Killer's not worried about that right now?
I'll talk to this guy here.
Killer's not thinking about
doing,
that right
sir?
Now.
How you doing? I'm good. I'm good. Very good, man.
You're running away from me.
I'm not. I'm just letting you do your thing, but I'm actually right here.
No, we want to talk to you and find out what's going on in your life.
Well,
you're well dressed.
Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. I'm actually an employee of Starship Express. Uh-huh. I'm the COO of the company.
And COO, Georgia. This is a big wig right here.
I know. I should have been one of those.
That's just a fancy title. Don't worry about it. Yeah. So yeah. We're looking forward to serve the community. We're here, as you know, with our grand opening. So here you can have your one-stop shop. We do a little bit more than shipping and freight and mail. We also do merchandise, printing, documents.
But if I wanted to buy lettuce, this is not one-stop shop
no.
for that.
I can get you that.
Okay, he's having mail.
See, he'll
here.
Find
yeah.
mail. He's going to make it happen.
You look like you're dressed. Do you remember the old show Miami Vice?
That's funny because one of my co-workers told me that.
Really?
I'm from Puerto Rico. I used to live in Miami, so I think.
Yeah, I was about to say, you had the Miami vibe going on.
Yeah, I hope that's a good thing.
Yeah, no, it is a good thing.
You look good.
At that.
You're
wearing
good.
The loafers with no socks. You got the kind of the pastel-looking pants.
Yeah.
Skinny pants.
Yeah, skinny pants. Yeah, it's my daughters who dressed me, so.
Yeah, you look great. Cool. I mean, look at us. Gordon looks like he's about to go
great.
To yard work.
No, I look wonderful.
I look good.
Yeah, thank you.
I like the beard, man.
Thank you for knowing that. Yes, exactly. It's a hook on beard, but thank you. All right, well, God bless.
Yeah, thank you for being here with us, man. Looking forward to everyone that want to come in. Come and join us. Free breakfast, free coffee.
Those tacos are great.
Yep.
Yeah, they are.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, thank
Gordon's
you.
Gordon's on
his
fifth one.
Head over here. This guy is a very important figure in ticket history right now. What's your name, sir?
Marcus.
And Marcus, what bit did you come up with?
Well, I'm a man of many bits, but you're talking about this morning, or yeah. Well, I'm a door
knocker for all time.
All time?
Yeah.
Drop your pants, Marcus.
Drop your pants, Marcus. He came up with the concept of dropping your pants.
No pants, no apologies.
Huh?
That's
okay.
My motto.
And you also,
I thought Bob came up with that. It's about time for the drop your pants campaign.
See, this is why I was slowly making my way towards the door before a wireless mic because I felt like I'm one of very few targets in here.
And, what made you think
my
that?
My heart started beating when Gordo walks around like a shark, and I'm like, he's coming my way. I just like, well, no, I'm going to stick around and brave it out.
But this
is a good week.
Been listening, Marcus,
since I think '96.
And how many times have you emailed me under the moniker Doorknob Sock?
Once. I change it up from time to time. One of them's Magic Marcus. That, you know, I've been trying for the past 3 years, I think, to...
Could you tell that story again?
See, this is what I have to work with every day, Marcus.
That's why I was going toward the door, but... No, I've been trying for 3 years now to get on the air from the cockpit of a helicopter.
Or
the
pit you're
you fly a helicopter?
Guy.
The pit of cocks, if you will.
Okay.
Especially, you know.
Why do they call it the cockpit?
I guess because of me.
Okay.
I don't know.
He comes up with names to things like the Hot Fried Georgie, player of the game.
Well,
Hot Fries.
You know, I tried to call in. Especially
I was trying to lead him to, but he would never get there. You came up with the Hot Fried Georgie, player of the game.
That was me. Yeah.
That's great. Do you remember why?
No.
Why did you associate me with hot fries? I don't think I've ever had hot fries in my life.
No. Well, I made that up, like just now.
Oh. I thought he was a guy who came up
with it. Oh, I thought he was too.
Yeah.
Now, really,
we have zero chemistry with him.
Yeah.
But this is a good week. You're a Longhorn fan.
I am, a Longhorn fan. Like we're,
good conversation, too. All right, because tell me about some of these tattoos. Man, you got a lot of tattoos. What kind of life have you led?
Well, I mentioned, I'm actually an agricultural helicopter pilot. Mm-hmm. So,
same.
You spray stuff?
When Giorgio brought up his...
Spraying all around?
Sling it about. Mm-hmm. I wanted to call in. Y'all don't take calls anymore on Fantastic Friday Fan.
We try, but Gordon never gets to them.
Yeah, people are finding out now why we don't talk to listeners a whole bunch.
Especially when George is talking about his sister. I work with farmers all the time. I love working with farmers.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. She's but from Iowa, right?
Yeah.
I do most of my work in Wisconsin and Illinois.
Oh, wow.
With corn. That's
a lot of cornfields up there.
Look at this. He has tattoo of farmers. 2 years of corn on the back of his forearm.
Well,
that's the most ill-advised tattoo I've ever seen in my life. And no offense.
He's in the corn business. He keeps corn alive.
How much did that cost you to get the corn?
I don't remember. If it's,
a lot of drinking problems there.
Same here.
You got a mermaid on this arm.
Yeah, that's actually my wife in mermaid form.
She's still with us, though, right?
She even got her tattoo on her arm there.
Huh. She's still alive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Calm down. What's this tattooed on your knuckles? You got?
That's a nautical thing. Hold fast.
Were you in the Navy?
I was in the Navy yet.
Okay.
Thank you for your
service.
Thank
you for your service.
How you doing, sir?
What's up, Gordo? Hey, what's going on? Billy Joe Coffee.
Hey, it's Billy Joe Coffee.
Well, there you have it.
I think he used to play for the Cowboys. Oh, is that right? He's named for Billy Joe Dupree.
Helicopter talk all the time. Farm talk.
Yeah, thanks. I'm going to go talk to this guy over here. Find out what's happening with him.
Thanks, Marcus.
We got to get.
Hey, man.
For your
how
service,
you doing,
Marcus?
It's Billy Joe.
Billy Joe, what's happening?
Gordo, what's up, man? You're my wife's favorite muser, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Right.
How long have you been married?
Gordon.
Ooh, man. Why do you want to do it? 17 years.
17 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a rookie.
Any kids?
Yes, 15 and 12. So you know how that is. Uh-huh. That's why I'm running late now.
Oh, really? You
miss
just drop the kids off?
Miss school bus. And it's like, we don't know where we're going, Dad.
Need a ride, Dad.
Like, yeah, we need a ride, Dad. Well, okay, which way are we going?
I don't know.
I just get on the bus, right?
Yeah. How long you been listening?
Man, since, let's see. Ooh, wow, let's see. Since you got to at your old station, are you still with Cumulus?
Yeah.
Okay, so probably 99?
Uh-huh. Right, that's a long time.
Back to the 90s.
Yeah, okay, Billy Joe.
90s, man.
And you were named for Billy Joe Dupree?
Yes, I was, right?
Okay.
My mom named me after that dude back when the Cowboys,
were good.
We're good. Yeah. But I think, if you look at it, if you're a Cowboy fan, we go through these 25-year cycles. So
apparently.
Time is up, right? Time is up. It's about this 25, 30-year cycle. It's time for us to, bring it back, man. But no, man, that's what she named after. So whatever coffee you guys are drinking, we supply that. I have a coffee shop
around
the corner.
Yeah.
Actually, we do the roasting also. So, man, I'm a jack of all trades, man.
You know, have you always been in coffee?
No, my previous background was purchasing, aircraft manufacturing, right? And I had
we just talked to a helicopter pilot. Where it gets corn tattoos.
Sprays
right
corn.
Here, oh, wow, small world. Yeah, right here over at the Grand Prairie Airport. And that's what one of my buddies said, man, you need to listen to the ticket. I'm like, whatever. You know, you with those military guys, they're up like 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. So then I started having to wake up then and start listening to you guys since then, man, and listening to Jerry and, Michael Irvin. School is closed, So, man, I go way back, man. I
meet your wife.
How did I meet my wife? Are you serious, man? Online, bro.
Yeah.
Online, when it was cool to get catfished. It's not cool to get catfished now, right?
Man, we needed the Billy Joe show of the week.
Yeah, man. No, man.
So
met
online. You met her online.
Yeah,
were you worried the first time you met her in person that she wasn't going to look like she had led you to
No, meet? That's what I'm saying. It was cool then, right? You could, you could meet people online. It was, and it was fair game, right? You go in and meet them like, oh, okay, great. And then a year later, we were married, man. But like I said, then about 6 months later, everybody started getting catfished. I'm like, whoo. I got
just
in the
a
game,
time,
got
yeah.
in and out. I retired. Came off the bench, got retired at the same place.
Well, man, so, I love Billy Joe.
I'm your wife's favorite, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Who's your favorite?
Oh, me. No doubt. We have great
Giorgio?
Chemistry.
Yeah, it's Giorgio, man.
Yeah.
But then I like Corby, too, man. Because, see, I'm an evening guy, too, though.
Okay,
so
that's great.
To those guys. And then you guys had a little mix-up, about 6-7 months ago?
Yeah, when we do wife swapping.
Yeah, well, I mean, then.
You ever done that?
Nah, man. Where's Norm at, man? Is he just hanging out, man?
He's retired now.
Yeah,
retired.
He's a part-time job. Tell him to come over. I need a barista.
Imagine Norm as a barista.
Golly.
Well,
that's a pretty good norm. That's a good norm.
I go way back, man. With you guys, man. No, man. So are you still doing movie reviews?
Yeah. No, I haven't done those in a while.
We got to go, too. We got to go, Billy Joe. We're running late. Anyway, Cat's going to get mad at us.
Let me get on the mic, man. Absolutely.
Yeah, you bet. Well, Zaya, thanks for the coffee. See you, Marcus.
Oh, he's all disappointed in his appearance here.
Doorknob sock. Okay.